This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
And about 6 minutes here, Taryn Daly and Steve Meigs will join us in studio for Sit and Spin today. The top 10 requested end-of-life songs. Yay, it's a funeral. Coming up right after emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com. You've got me. Jump into the birthdays, guys. I want to give a big old birthday shout out to my most caring and sweetest little girl, Ella. She is 7 years old today. So can I get Mike to give her a seven sound effect salute? Also, Coach Ted telling her, great, this second grader has it. I love what you guys do. Thanks for making everyone's afternoon a little better. Lots of love, guys. That's from Mom and Dad.
It's time to take off the leash.
Damn.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
You like that? You like that?
Happy Chinooka.
Please clap.
Wow.
That was real.
Ooh.
Yes, it was.
Damn.
Really? All right, second grade's still pretty chill. You're really down with reading, and you got all the letters and stuff. You got some math going. I think you're still getting some extra snacks in there. What are you getting, 2-3 recesses? Either way, kid, listen. It's a good time, all right? Sure, it's not kindergarten. There's no more naps. But second grade, man, a lot of stuff's still going on. It's only going to get a little bit harder as the years go on. So strap in, enjoy second grade. And when you go out tonight, look your mom dead in the eye and say, Mom, I'm getting a large milkshake.
All naked ladies in Fuji, President Miles. Shout out to Gwen, pronounced the two-day toker. Pretty sure what she could use is a big old bong rip, a delicious face sandwich, and perhaps Mike Hawk doing his best impression of the original mascot for Applejacks. Who is the original mascot for Applejacks?
I have no idea.
Is that the cinnamon stick?
Oh, he says cinnamon, bitch. Is that from
cinnamon.
Bacon?
Cinnamon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, forgot to mention that language in the first sentence was translated into Creole. Might want to brush up on that, Miles. Actually, I would not be the President Bacon. I would be the Prince of Sierra Leone.
Yeah. But eventually King.
Hang in there, man.
Not a president.
They're waiting for you. King Miles.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Here I come, my cinnamon.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails on most overrated movies. We're talking about this a little bit yesterday on the random question. Guys just had to chime in on the most overrated movies. Absolutely Rocky Horror Picture Show. Followed by any Quentin Tarantino movie. Yeah. Guy's a creep and his movies are garbage. When I heard he wanted to do a Star Trek film, I almost died. Fortunately, that's not happening. Sorry, Thrill, but Titanic is a great film.
No,
but
you're
right about Avatar. I love you guys. That from now. I actually enjoy Quentin Tarantino movies quite a bit.
I do too. And I do not enjoy James Cameron movies. And you know what? James Cameron doesn't care because my man makes $1 billion every time he puts one out.
Tarantino is kind of a specific taste, though.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like his style, you never will.
Right. It's easy to not like his movies. Like, you could see people that wouldn't like his movies.
I love Tarantino movies. Some of them I don't care for.
Sure.
But I'm also realistic where, like, I'm not like a Tarantino super fan where, like, if his name's on it, people are like, it's going to be a big, you know what I mean?
Some are going to be good.
Right. Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction are probably two of my favorite films of all time.
To me, Tarantino, whether you like him or not, at least he's interesting.
Yeah, Django Unchained I thought was great. Jackie Brown was underrated. A little bit long, but all his movies are going to be long.
But like James Cameron, other than Terminator, I honestly cannot think of a movie from him that I legitimately like. You know, and look, he's putting together bigger productions. They're longer and all that. He is so self-important. It's like, dude, and look, obviously, I'm in the minority here because he makes a lot of money on every movie that he puts out.
I mean, True Lies was a good movie.
Okay, True Lies. What else has he got?
Don't know that I like movies enough to be like, the director, the cinematography matters as most.
Cinematography,
it's
got to
be like a subject I like.
But like director, because they all kind of have a certain thing about them. So you kind of know the slant. So like you said, with Tarantino.
Terminator.
Yeah, like I said, I like Terminator.
Aliens.
Aliens was great.
That's probably it for you.
Yep, that would be it for me.
Hello, Naked Ladies. Your question about things that you would never eat again. Catching up on the Odyssey app, hit back to a bad memory from childhood. I grew up on a ranch in South Dakota. Enjoyed normal things like hunting and fishing. I was about 7 or 8 the first time that I can remember helping with a spring branding. One of the helpers that day told me I had to act like a man and eat some oysters. So
that's what men are known to do.
He castrated a young bull.
During a branding?
He castrated a young bull and had me take a bite while it was raw.
Mm.
I turned green and yacked everywhere for about 30 minutes. Even though I got to have a few sips of beer after, that didn't help for nothing. I had to share. Hope you all don't want to try that either.
No.
Anytime soon.
Not raw. I would eat Rocky Mountain oysters.
I would give them a try. Yeah. But yeah, not raw.
And one more on what you used to hide.
Farm to table.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Back in the 70s and 80s, I grew up in a Christian home where we were told many things were of the devil. These were the decades when people were the most Christian. No rock music allowed in the house. We didn't go to the movies and support that industry. Spent a lot of time in church. All in all, not a bad way to grow up. Obviously, could have been much worse. When I hit for my folks in my 1974 Dodge Colt with its 3-way 6x9 and Pioneer Super Tuner, was no less than 300-plus cassette tapes, the double-sided cases. My parents, they had no idea. So years later, I share my secret with my mom. Her response, we were so over the edge back then. Now we listen to the likes of The Beatles, Zeppelin, and The Who all together. And now she buys me vinyl. Go figure. Thanks for the laughs, all the joy, and stay thirsty, fellas. That from Jacob out of North Carolina.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Steve Miggs, Terry Daly from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. How was your, haven't had a chance to talk to you, how was your walk over the weekend on Sunday?
It was amazing. The rain did not... it was not a factor at all. It was just really, really windy. We were super lucky.
How far did you guys walk?
About almost 3 miles. It was like 2.8, 5K.
Okay, so
Ryan Castle ran, though. He ran to the line.
Oh, good on him.
And then walked, and then went to go get a beer.
Show off.
Yeah.
Normally when he does that, he stops and poops in my house, but I didn't get a text, so apparently he must have been doing okay.
Have you looked outside your house?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Ryan was here.
Exactly. He'll just give me a note like, hey, man, might as well, if I stop by and take a dump, like, nah, it's all you, man. You just relax, kick your feet up, whatever you need to do.
I don't know anyone else has that kind of relationship with anyone else.
No, right, just a poop stop.
Yeah. Right. Like, hey, come on over. Feel free to use my toilet.
11 o'clock
it's
at
a
night.
Very special friendship.
Hey, anybody in his room is welcome to stop by my house and poop. All right? Anyone.
If you're in the area.
I'd rather you pee than poop.
Well, you're too close.
Yeah, I know, Ted, make it home, bro. No, you're in bad shape.
Well, when you run, it kind of shakes you up a little bit. You know, it gets things going. So sometimes in the middle of it, you're like, oh, man, I need to figure out a solution now.
That's why I don't run.
Exactly.
That's why. That's
all right. So today on Sit and Spin, as you know, C. Miggs just turned 50.
Yeah.
So I never heard that.
He's close to dying. We're going to talk about 10 requested end-of-life songs. When is the last time?
When does it, like, play at my funeral? Is that what that means?
Or am I dying and I want to put this on my playlist?
Before I die.
Like, hit the playlist. Yeah. I'm going.
And I'm not sure if this is the person who passed on's request or just one of the family members who said, well, I know they like this song or artist. Or...
Don't. Look, man. You know, especially, like, think about your parents.
Because you don't know when you're going to die.
At Christmas, right? And how many times they messed up, how close they got to the toy you wanted, they got the knockoff, which was horrible. I don't want a family member going, ooh, I think my dad liked this song. He used to sing the Oscar Mayer theme all the time.
Right.
Like, no, that's well, not
look,
what
look,
I want.
Look, I die coming home today in a car crash, right?
Cool.
I don't have a list of music. You're not going to comb through my home and go like, oh, where's Miles' end of life songs? He didn't come up with this list.
I feel like you'd want to hear Disturbed, Sound of Silence.
No. No, I would not. Oh, see,
I would climb out of the coffin and kill you.
Yeah. We've already determined if for any reason Steve the Thrill Hill passes away, we're going to put broccoli in his casket.
Because
we're almost thoroughly convinced he will sit up, pick up the broccoli, and throw it out, and then lay back down and continue to be dead.
That is a very strong possibility.
Exactly. Maybe we'll play the green bean song.
I can live with that.
I guess over 1,000 people, Taryn, they shared their...
Are we not acknowledging that point? Wait, was just playing?
I'm trying to ignore it. I cannot explain how much I hate that song. You know people hate it. What was it, Friday from Rebecca Black?
Yeah.
That's what that song is to me.
Mm.
There is never a moment for
would
it
you troll
me
people? Because they're like, oh my God, it's the wheels on the bus. Or whatever the thing is. You know, would you...
Like, I mean, Coco Melon.
What's the worst earworm out there?
Frozen, Baby Let Shark. It Go, something.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. I would
song
do that.
Never Ends.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's a contender,
mm-hmm,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. God, we're terrible
people. Or 99 bottles of beer on the wall. It's just like, oh, my
now you got to see the whole thing.
We're at 74. This is
never right. Bingo was his name-o.
I want my funeral on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I die in March.
Put my body on.
Oh, that's too much.
Yes.
Wow.
That's also, my one rule.
What if I show the game?
Do not bury me on a fall the Saturday. That's my one rule.
What if I show the game at my funeral?
Will the TV be coming out of the casket?
Because
I
kind of
might be in for this.
Like, whoever's eulogizing, like, behind them is the game.
Well, that's how you find out who loves you. You just do it.
Nobody. It's the Super Bowl.
On Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, you really find out who your friends are.
His life was like this dry.
I cannot believe it. Yeah. But you'd have to serve chicken wings.
Yeah.
You'd have to order some pizzas. A garlic bread, whatever the hell you want. I mean, you'd have to get
garlic bread.
Ted will bring a pot of a crock ball of meatballs.
Super Bowl Sunday, you going garlic bread?
Well, you know, garlic knots, whatever they got, when they do the cheesy bread and all
I'm
that.
I'm trying to cut you down at your funeral. Well, that'd be the first thing I say. Like, who the hell gets garlic bread on Super Bowl Sunday?
Sure. It's what Miles wanted.
Right. I would have wanted it. You can put a little meatball on it, and it's actually delicious. So today, and this list, by the way, comes from the UK. So this is a list of 1,000 people over in England that shared their loved ones' bucket-kicking song requests. So for you today, we have the top 10 requested end-of-life songs.
Number 10.
No. Who is this?
Queen.
Why wouldn't you go with Another One Bites the Dust?
Oh, correct.
That's funny.
Thank you.
And it's a good song.
I didn't know Queen made bad music.
Right. Or if it, you know.
I was you today years old when I found out Queen might suck.
If it's your aunt or whatever and she's known for her dumper, you know, just put her face down and then play that. That bottom girl.
Yeah.
Why is she buried face down? That is so weird.
How the world knew her.
And it's an open casket from the waist down. Yeah.
This casket, does it open from the bottom?
Look at that thing.
These are the top 10 requested in the life song.
Number 9.
Hey Jude.
This goes on too long.
All the na-na-nas at the end.
Yeah. Why do people want... I don't want a sad song at a funeral. It's already a funeral.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, who let your dogs out?
Something, man. Like, everyone's already sad, so what I've done is found a song to make it worse.
What song makes people happy? Like Kokomo from the Beach Boys?
Bermuda, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take it to... Right. Yeah, it does, make yeah.
These are the top 10 requested in the life songs on 6th day.
Number 8.
I am beautiful.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Very good song, emotional. I just don't know if funeral.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the right place.
Yeah.
It wouldn't apply for me. That's I know that.
Do you want depends. If it's open casket, is this, you know what I mean? Like, people are looking at your dead ass body and you're playing I'm beautiful, and it's like, not like at this moment.
Is it your job to make people cry at your funeral? Is that what you're ultimately trying to do?
All you have to do is be dead.
That's what I'm saying.
That should do the whole thing.
You won.
Right. You have done the ultimate, I'm going to make you cry because I'm dead in a box. Don't find a horrible song. Good God.
I wonder if Happy's on here.
Depends who dies.
I see trees.
We're just trying to make people cry.
This I would do because this song cracks me up. I always picture Yoda singing in the shower. That is what I hear.
I think of his cheeks.
Listen, to that. He doesn't think anyone's listening. He's got a loofah under his arms.
Do you think Yoda has hair under his pits?
I do. I think he has big bushy pubes. I think he's a lot of them.
You don't think Yoda manscapes?
He's got those wild eyebrows.
If Yoda manscapes, I will be damned. If he's like, he lifts his robe and you're like, dude, that is a tight pubic region, brother.
She nice. Top 10 requests in the life songs on 6th day.
Number 6.
And through where, she offers me
I feel the British influence now.
has Robbie Williams ever become popular in the United States to any degree like he is over there?
Not really.
He had a couple big songs. Remember, he was in a massive English boy band, too.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's how they...
What boy band was he in? I forget, but he was already, like, famous before we knew him for, like, a couple songs.
The Skinless Bangers.
But he was, like, he was supposed to be, like, the big thing, and it never really happened here. Now.
Yeah.
This doesn't help. He's like soccer. It's just, it's never gotten as big here as we thought.
The 10 most requested end of life song concert.
Only drug hipsters like them.
I mean, at least it's upbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can rock this at my funeral. I'm okay with that.
I would like this at my funeral.
Yeah, you don't want a sausage fest at your funeral. You want at least a couple attractive people.
Yeah. Right? What do I care?
Ted, even in death, it just doesn't change.
Yeah.
I mean, what a terrible wingman you are.
Who's that over there?
For the record, he was in Take That.
Take That.
Oh. Candy bar or
group? That's Take 5. Speaking of, these are the 10 most requested end of life songs. Calls 4.
Number 4.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I don't want to play this now in mine.
I think you play this when your dog dies.
Oh, my God.
What?
Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, that poor Rainbow Bridge got washed away.
My cat's name is Rainbow. I'm torn.
I kind of want this at mine, just so that way when everyone goes to get dinner afterwards, somebody at some point is going to be like, can we just address the elephant in the room? Why did we play that song?
Isn't there the Witch is Dead song?
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah, I played that one. These are the 10 requested end of life songs.
Number 3.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You're a little cocky now. Like, I'm dead and I'm better than you.
You do that, what is that? That Esposito guy, the best around?
Oh, God. He's the best.
Around. Basically, just play the Karate Kid soundtrack the entire time.
I was in the line. Yeah, this got a bang.
Hell yeah.
Now, you know it's bad if they crank it at your funeral.
But what if they were...
Quit eulogizing for a second.
They're a really crappy person, though. You'd be like, they're not. They were never the best. They were, like, average.
That's when you play happy.
Listen, just don't invite Miles to your funeral. He's going to judge it.
He's going to just pick it apart.
The best at what? He sucked at bowling. You know, he never picked up a tab. He drove a crappy car.
The women here are ugly.
Yeah.
Tell him like it is.
He was married four times. All his wives are not here, and they hated him. I mean, I don't know. This is... Dog didn't even like him.
The best at what?
These are the top 10 requested end of life songs.
Number two.
And I
had never. I would change that to something like he seriously hated us.
Feels like a wedding song, not a funeral song.
It's a little too much.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go. Play Here Comes the Bride at your funeral and ruin it for everyone.
Unless your casket is a bathtub, you know?
Damn. Holy crap.
Too soon. We're gone a decade. 10 years is good, right?
Oh, my
God. Is R. Kelly not on this list for the I Believe I Can Fly because of he's R. Kelly?
Yeah, it's kind of a bad look, man.
Yeah. I feel like that was the go-to for some people.
Ten most probably dried up a little. I feel like he and Diddy, man, dried up.
Requested in Life Songs of Nation, number one.
Number one.
For one.
There it is. There it is. I said in the office, hey, here comes the Sinatra.
You know what? He would have loved this.
I will say, I've been to a funeral where this was sung by a group of the guy's friends. It was awesome. I also once was at a funeral for a guy that came to a bar I worked at. He had no life outside of that bar. And this was his request. And I remember me and the other guy being like, is he, why this? Was his whole goal life was to drink at this crappy bar? What did he do his way?
I don't understand.
Right? We're having the service in this bar.
My way.
Boy, I have a terrible joke that I will not say here. I'll tell you off of it.
All right. Taryn Daly, Steve Mix, thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
There we go, the 10 most requested end-of-life songs. Silicon, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to the Men.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Room. 99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tech Conno will drink a toast for the shot of the day. We do have your headlines coming up at 5:50. But in the meantime, quick check in on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. 59% of people are over changing clocks for daylight savings.
Yeah. Just gets old and doesn't serve a purpose anymore.
Didn't we
anymore.
Do something in the way of getting this thing rolling?
Is this our last one?
I mean,
or something.
Not positive.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
There was something
I'm looking forward to it rolling back, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how to change the clock in my car. So I've been an hour.
So you've been an hour behind for a.
Yeah. Or no, an hour ahead, right? No, behind. I don't know. It should fix it.
Or it could be two hours
behind.
Fall back, spring forward.
Yeah.
There we go. A new study says 1 in 5 seafood products are mislabeled.
As far as what? The type of fish?
Fellas, I'm not working on it, so I don't know what they're mislabeled as, but it's mislabeled. I wonder if it's just type of fish.
Probably.
Right.
If it goes in a can or if it's all minced up, like inevitably it just kind of tastes like quote-unquote fish.
Correct.
So as long as you're kind of right, I don't even think anybody cares.
And other than like getting a fillet of something.
Right. That would be a little different.
If you're getting a fish soup, like, okay, we can be a little bit vague about the fish that are in there because you're pulverizing it and putting it into soup.
What is the one that it's not actually a fish, it just means small fish? Is it sardines?
Yeah, sardines.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, it's just like.
It could be any number of different sardines. It's a size issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah!
So you like sardines, like you like a lot of different types of fish. I like sardines. I like a lot of different types of fish, but a sardine is not like a fish.
I want to try anchovies one more time.
Dude, it's what you eat it with.
Right.
Because, I mean, they're super fishy, but also super salty. So depending what you eat it with, it makes sense.
Right.
But they don't make sense everywhere.
Anchovies and crackers.
Also, best not to cook it.
Right.
So if you want to try anchovies on pizza, that's fine. Have them put it on the side so it's still cold.
Yeah, throw it on a slice.
If
you won't mind it.
It's just going to kind of cook in and the whole thing's going to taste like
yes, it will.
Fish.
Yes, it will. That was the one mistake that I made is that I went to a pizza shop some random where over on one of these trips that I took, and they had anchovies as an option on there. I was like, okay, it's time. Put some in, you know, just a couple. I don't know how I'm going to like it.
Just a
couple on there.
Same thing with banana peppers.
And cook it on there, and it made the entire thing reek of anchovies.
If you put one anchovy on a pizza and cook it, you have an anchovy pizza.
That, right. Throw and I say this all the time. We like anchovies, right? Like, especially Caesar salads and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But on a pizza, it just sucks. And even if you try to peel them off,
it doesn't matter.
The whole pizza tastes like fish.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, this goes back to my argument since you guys give me grief. This is how I feel about pickles when they actually put them on the sandwich. Not a burger, because a burger's got enough taste, but if you just get a normal, like, cold sandwich.
All right.
And when I pull the pickles off, it doesn't matter.
Well, sure, you still got the juice on there, dude.
Exactly. So to me, like, pickles are the vegetable anchovy. Like, once it makes contact. No.
It comes with its own, you know, it comes out of a bath and onto the doggone sandwich. So, yeah, it's going to drip its juices everywhere.
I mean, that's the same reason some people have the pineapple. Argument is that the whole pizza taste. I'm like, just pick it off. They're like, well, the juice
it's still
taste.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I'm not gonna name places, but like, man, that's canned pineapple. Not a lot of juice in there.
Oh, yeah, it's all high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
Yeah. Right, you're eating sugar.
Like, you go to Pagliacci's, not the pineapple. Right? Like, it's a chunk of real pineapple.
Exactly. Sure. And right, you can pull that off. It does not taste like pineapple.
Sad to say, guys, according to a new study, standing at your desk isn't all that good for your health either.
Oh.
They're doing what?
Standing at your desk. Remember it was a health trend there for a while to get like the desk that would rise up so that you could stand at your desk?
We have them.
Because it was better for your health?
Yeah, we have them.
Right. It's not.
I mean, it is. Look, either way, apparently if you go to work
it's bad
and
for
you're
your
in
health.
Front of a computer, it's bad for you.
Right.
That
you're stressed
seems to be a study.
You're sitting down or you're standing, going nowhere, by the way. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, your legs and your balance muscles are getting a little bit of stimulant.
I think some people just like to stand.
Sure.
But like, I stand during the show. I just stand.
Right.
But like, I'll sit down in the office, but like,
I don't know. I just get antsy.
Oh, 100%. That's why I take my strolls.
Yeah.
You need to stretch the legs.
I think whether it's not some huge health benefit or whatever, it is nice. Like Miles saying, like our desk can do that if you wanted
to. That's what you want to do.
I think it's nice people have an option.
Yeah, I agree. Breaking up with somebody is a difficult thing to do.
Or you just put on your toe shoes and stand the whole day.
Toe shoes.
Yeah.
Breaking up with somebody is a difficult thing to do, but if you find yourself at a loss for words in the moment, don't worry. We've got you covered.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. You know how some people like to peel a bandaid off real slow? The only thing that results in is a lot more irritation and nuisance. Just rip it off and then drive the dagger through their heart with your truth. You suck at life. Your laugh makes me want to stab my eardrums with rusty nails. I would rather eat fruit flies than your macaroni surprise. Here's the real surprise. You can't cook. No one wants a mole rat as a pet, you freak. You have excessive amounts of body hair in so many places. That ought to do it. Maybe one last roll in the hay for old time's sake.
Well, of course. Of course. I'm going to tumble one more time before you break it off.
I know I've said all that, but let's have some anger sex.
So these are phrases that people use when they want to end a relationship. Let me know if you guys have either used this or been on the business end of one of these. I don't think we can be together.
Oh, sure. I've heard that a million times.
Right. Well, and to,
but she's still married to me.
Oh, no. And that one I feel is legitimate. If you honestly don't, you feel like there's a little bit of chemistry where we mix, but we can't be together. We will go nuclear. This thing is just not gonna. This is not gonna go well. Like we need to. We just can't be together on this one.
Sure, I've heard that. You're like, right, you know, it sucks, but to VD's point, I'm not gonna fight this. One last roll in the hay.
Right, I like you enough.
And sometimes you can't. I mean, there's no way to just be like, I don't know. Like I just, it's not working.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's
not
very
working
harsh.
For one of you, it doesn't work.
Right. It's like, I just don't like you anymore.
There you go.
You know, or yeah, it's harsh. You're like, if you got to say it, but that's why you generally say things like this.
Right. Try to soften the blow a little bit, but the honest answer is this, we're not working anymore.
Yeah.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Oh, I just almost used that example.
I wish you well. I just wish to not know you.
And I'm sorry, that's something that you say to make it feel better.
I love you, but I'm not
in love
with you.
Yeah, obviously there's more to it than that.
Right. You care for me enough to soften the blow like this. Thank you.
That's basically what that means.
Right.
Or sometimes you just get stuck. You end up being buddies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I used it the one time, I was like, we don't... It's not really a relationship. Like, we're together, but it's like we're just kind of buddies. Like, I don't know that I'm in love with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I still have no ill will towards that person, but yeah.
I had to say that to my right hand.
Oh,
like,
no.
Look, man, I'm left-handed. No. That's, right. I love you, man. I want you to do well, but...
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think there's any good way.
No, it's going to hurt no matter what you do.
Right, sometimes you go back and, like, if somebody cheats on you, you can go, all right, we got to break up. Okay, that's not cut and dry, but...
But there's a reason behind it.
Yeah. Right, like sometimes, like I'm saying, like you just might not be in love with that person anymore. But is there a nice way to be like, get the hell away from me?
Right, it just...
Get the hell away from
me. We ran our course.
What's the nice way of saying get the hell away from me? Because that's what I want to say.
Movie's over. Phrases people use when they want to end a relationship.
Funny.
Oh. I don't see a future for us.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like honestly... If you
cannot see a future with that person, then yeah.
Right. You should be dating somebody, at least to some capacity, with the idea of looking forward to see if... Can we make this last a hell of a lot longer than, you know, the year, the 2 years that we kind of already set aside to date each other?
I mean,
and if you're looking forward and you can't see anything, like... Okay.
No, why do it? That's why they have one-night stands.
There you go.
I'm not here to get to know you.
Correct.
Right? It's all good, but I don't care about the future. We'll see. Right now, I want what you got in your pants.
Right. We're testing compatibility, and right now we're good, but I see where this train goes, and it's a wall.
Oh. I mean, it's, yeah.
I think we're better off as friends. I've hated that one.
Because it's not going to happen.
I got served that one, and we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to hang out.
Yeah. No.
You knew that when I talked.
Yeah. That's not realistic.
No, it's not.
No offense to you guys. I don't hang out with friends I want to have sex with.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? We'd be better off as friends. Yeah, but I constantly want to be in there, so. You know.
Right. And there's no going back to where we were.
Yeah, no chance.
Right.
But again, one last roll in the head.
Not that I wish any ill will towards you. You know, still a great person. I like him. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. That had that one said to me, and I said, right, but we did not meet as friends.
There you go. And that's a different thing altogether.
Right, don't put it on me. Like, right. So we don't have sex, can't be friends. Like we weren't friends before right. We started hooking up. So
this was never a friendship.
Correct.
Now the other one that mine actually was a friendship that eventually we started dating. It's like, this is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other tough part. I mean, as you get older, you're not going to run into it. But like in your 20s and stuff, that is the tough part. But
yes, like high school and worth whatnot.
It. Go try it.
Do it, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah. How many people from high school do you still talk to? Date your friends in high school. I don't give a damn.
It'll ruin our friendship.
Yeah, so will college. Phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. I do not feel the same way anymore.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Valid reasoning.
That's honesty.
Valid reasoning. I don't think we want the same things.
That's fair.
Okay, that's also fair.
I don't know what you want. I've asked you and you still won't tell me what you want.
For example, I want out.
Oh.
See, right there.
I want to end this, and you don't.
Right.
See, how are we going to work this out?
I want to order pepperoni on the pizza.
Oh, my God. What do you want for food? You pick.
I want pizza.
I don't want pizza.
That's so great about being single, man. No arguments.
I want pizza. Let's get a pizza.
No chaos when you get home. Right. It's peaceful. It's quiet. It's like, how would you trade that in?
I enjoy my life, bro.
You know, I mean, if you're with the right person, yeah.
I have a Here's great problem. Life. It's chaos, but it's nothing but love.
Here's the problem.
All the time.
Living my married life, I love my wife to death. I could not imagine my life without her. I wouldn't trade her for the world. I'm about to go have a bachelor weekend somewhere, and I'm about to I'm about to get overwhelmed with the number of choices that I have. Like, what do I get? I get like one day. What do I get?
Yeah. It's great. You appreciate it, man.
I'm going to go sit at a bar. I'm going to go find a pizza joint. I'm going to go find a crappy sandwich to go grit. It's going to be awesome. Phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. I need to focus on myself right now. BS.
And by yourself, you mean that hot chick down the hall.
That's
that you've
right.
been hitting. Yeah, okay.
You are not focusing on yourself. You're done
focusing
on me. You're focusing
on yourself. You're just no longer the focus.
You're right.
That's all.
Right. Sorry, that one's a cop-out. I need to focus on myself. Well, look, I can just sit here while you focus on yourself.
If people are going through stuff in their life,
sure,
they need to fix themselves first before they can be involved with somebody else.
But that's what I've been telling you that for years.
They're never going to be happy. You can't make them happy. But if they can somewhat work on themselves, it might work out. If they can take care of someone else can't do all that for you.
Well, and especially if somebody else can at least help, you know, give a helping hand, be a support system or whatever. But if they're not that person, like, okay, then it's just not going to work.
And Frank, if you got that much going on, I don't want to know.
I'm not ready for a commitment. Then we're not in a relationship to begin with.
Right. And again, that's a fair statement.
And again, right, a lot of these, too, it depends on time and length.
Yeah.
And you hang out with somebody for 2 or 3 months, like, I think that's a fair statement to say.
Right.
We've
after 18
apart.
Years, it hurts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you've been married for like, right, like, that's a different story.
I'm not ready for a commitment. What?
We've grown apart. Does show up on the list.
Yeah.
Right, so again, that's the opposite. That's probably, you've been in a relationship for 6 or 7 years.
Right. And the flame just goes out.
Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, could like going back to other stuff. Like, one person wants to get married, the other person doesn't.
Right. Let's see here. Some phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. It's not you.
It is you. It is you. Because me don't like you.
Right. Because me is not compatible with you anymore.
I mean, inevitably, it is you. But I said, man, it's me. Because I realize I don't like you.
That's right. It. Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I mean, it is.
Kind of is you.
Again, classic Seinfeld episode. George is like, that's my line. If it's anybody, it's me. She's like, all right, George, it is you. And he's like, you're damn right it's me.
I need some space. No, not some. A lot.
That's a nice
way
of saying
up,
you're overwhelming.
Right. If we're breaking up.
You are suffocating
like,
me.
I mean, these are examples of what people say.
Right. I need some space is what you say in the relationship when you still kind of want to salvage it. Like, I just need some space for a minute. I need to catch my breath. You need to work on me. Whatever it is, I need some space. If that's a breakup line, no, you need more. You need space.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I need all the space away from you. As much space between you
already,
and me.
You already have the whole closet.
Are you coming in the guest room now where my clothes are?
You have an entire room full of your clothes.
Just your shoes. You got all the space.
My dad converted one of these spare bedrooms into my mother's closet.
That's the way our house is.
I mean, dude literally went to Home Depot, bottle, because he loves working with wood, so... The house we're in now, you walk in, I'm like, wow, this is like your closet has a closet. My dad's like, it's a goddamn bedroom, Steven. That's why there's a closet, and I made it into a closet. I'm like, okay.
Yes. And then that last phrase that people use when they want to end a relationship, and you'll know it because it's the first phrase that's said when you're about to be broken up with.
We need to talk.
We need to talk.
It doesn't matter who says that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact.
Boss. Oh, yeah. Family member, like, oh, God.
Hey, relationship is ending
what
here.
What happened?
Do you ever hear anything good?
What did my brother
do? When someone says, we need to talk.
It's not that you hear something good, but it doesn't have to be the worst case scenario.
Right. But if somebody calls me and I don't take the call and then they text,
that you assume
give me a call or we need to chat. And like Miles is right. Usually it's a family member. You know something bad has happened.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, you know, your dad just texts you, call me when you can.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, if it's and then he just wants to know what we ate last week.
Yeah, that's I know people like that. That's a little over the top.
It is.
For sure.
Call me.
Yeah, because if not, like, look, if I'm calling you,
right
that
away
probably means that this is beyond texting. Right. This is not
right
information that is appropriate to text. We actually need to have a conversation because
extra
something went down.
And let me know that
I would
this
also
is
say
not on fire.
You're calling somebody you don't generally call, like Miles is saying, and they don't answer, and it's like the middle of a work day, I will text them. Nothing important. It's about this trip six
always
months from now.
There always.
Because
nothing important.
I have friends that never call me, and if they did, I'd be like, what is going on?
Right.
I texted Ted the other morning at 7:30. I realized it was too early, but I was watching ESPN on Saturday morning. I'm like, Lee Corso's just dying right now. And I would never call him.
No, and I responded. I was like, you're right. He looks old. Let him retire.
Poor Lee Corso. Dang.
Yeah. I love Coach Corso, but he's old.
Say so you're talking smack out of him.
I wouldn't call you. Ted, you got to turn on ESPN. Lee Corso's going to die before the end of the show.
A woman in Wales was hanging upside down for 7 hours. You won't believe why, Miles.
Why was she hanging upside
down? I'll test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.